Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you, Rick.
Sheriff, we're going to sort of take a look at 2020, which has been quite a year for everyone, and I'm sure the Sheriff's Office is no different. And we'll start off with sort of what have you had to go through in 2020 after COVID came along?
The changes we made were, we don't necessarily respond to every, say call or to house at this point. The first thing we were doing when this hit was, we told the deputies to, make as many phone calls as you can. Obviously if it's an emergency and they need you, you're going to have to go, try to wear your mask, stay outside of the house, stay outdoors as much as you can. But obviously in our line of work, that's not necessarily always available to do. So there was times where you just had to go, and had to go in the house or go in a building, whether you wanted to or not. But that was definitely a different time, at the very beginning of this. And we're kind of still doing the same thing at this point.
Now, I know I check in with your office all the time, sort of check to see what sort of is going on and things like that. And I know not as many people probably on the road since COVID came. Was that sort of what you've seen too, as far as maybe a reduction in accidents and other things?
Yeah, I would say that it's definitely different, out and about. I mean, there's times a day that is just completely dead, to where before it wasn't like that, I mean, people are so mobile. But yes, you definitely see a lot less traffic on the road. Probably a lot less traffic accidents. I know that we've probably handled a lot less calls this year per se on just general calls altogether. But other calls have went up and certain calls have went down.
I was going to say we heard from the state and also they were talking about even mental health of people. But with everybody, I guess, trying to stay home or had to stay home, laid off or whatever, domestic problems came, and I'm sure you've probably seen an increase in domestic problems. I guess everybody around each other too much.
Yeah, we've definitely seen an increase in domestic issues. Probably quite a few more than we normally would see. We have our fair share, which is kind of a sad thing. Domestics can be very dangerous for the deputy and the people involved. For the family members. So yeah, it's definitely has been an increase.
Something I know you have to deal with daily, and that is the Macoupin County Jail. And I know we put out even some talk about visitation. And how has it went at the jail as far as persons coming in or persons visiting? Is that still pretty hard to do right now with COVID?
Yeah. In the spring, we were one of the first jails to stop visitation, people coming in to visit loved ones. And really, they're not, they don't get contact visits. There's glass in between them. We were cleaning the rooms when we did open visitation back up. And then at this fall, about a month or so ago, we had to close visitation down again due to the fact that we did end up with COVID in the jail. I had several employees that ended up getting COVID and several inmates, and we're still working on that hand in hand with the health department. We're trying to get that under control, and we have pretty well got it under control. We still have a few people with it, but for the most part, we've kind of stopped most of it at this point.
I know at the courthouse, which also is under your jurisdiction, they've got rules there too, and your deputies check people when they come in. Is that still an ongoing process as far as going to the courthouse?
Yes. All the other elected officials at the courthouse have worked really well with our security at the checkpoint, trying to keep as many people out of the courthouse as normal. So, we keep daily logs, not logs, actually names of people coming in, but we keep a track of the number of people in now the courthouse, and it has drastically went down this year, so that's a good thing. They encourage you, if you can do it online, to do it online. If you can mail your stuff in, to do that. If you come to court for any kind of citation and you're not the one actually there for that citation or have the court, we don't allow you to come in the building. So it's worked out pretty well so far.
How about with COVID around, how would you say it's been as far as cost-wise for you? You know, like you said, maybe not as much patrolling duty, maybe not using as much gas, but then you got to have masks and all that. Sort of what has it done to your budget?
It has definitely, within the last 2 months, really hit my budget a lot harder. We did have a little bit earlier in the spring when this was first hit, we had some expenses. The one thing that did come out is this CARES grant, which I think Macoupin County, we got over $600,000 to use. So we have to keep track of that. But yes, it has definitely hit my budget. So we're keeping track of our expenses. And we're going to turn that in to the CARES grant and hopefully get that money back. But yes, it has taken a toll for sure for overtime and everything. So.
As far as law enforcement, we've talked about a few things like traffic or domestic, but any trends you've seen this year, is this basically about the same as you would any other year as far as other crime or things that you are associated with?
Yeah, it really hasn't changed anything per se, any kind of new crimes. You know, we had a few problems with people that had COVID. And they were told by the health department that they need to stay home. We had a few issues with that where they had to, you know, we ended up doing charges on them, and we had to get involved because we're the court's liaison. So we were involved in it and trying to convince them to just stay home, do their quarantine, and then they could be released at that point in time. But yeah, that's really the only different thing. I mean, nothing's really changed. We're still busy. I know that, you know, with all the things going on with law enforcement these days and the way that the society kind of looks at us at this point, you know, young kids aren't wanting to be law enforcement, not wanting to be police officers, deputies. So there's a lot of smaller towns in this county that are struggling, really struggling bad to find police officers. We've been happening to police several towns in this county that can't cover their shifts. So it's taken a big toll on the sheriff's office this year.
Let's talk about something that's been in the news, not us here in Macoupin mm-hmm. County per se, but been a lot of talk about Carrollton, Jerseyville, Jersey County, Bethalto and Madison County, experiencing a lot of car theft, break-ins, things like that. Anything like that come up here in Macoupin yet?
We haven't had a large amount of it like they have. I mean, we have it spread out throughout the whole county in different areas. We have had some cars stolen. As far as car break-ins, not a lot. Not like the some of those areas have been getting, but you know that they could easily move in this area, so you still got to be aware of it.
I guess like the sheriffs of the other counties, it's don't leave personal items in the car and lock it. It's, you know, you don't know. Just because we live in a rural area doesn't mean we're going to stay rural, right?
No, yeah, you need to lock your car, take your keys out, hide things inside your car if they're valuable. That's just the normal everyday type thing. I know a lot of people leave their cars unlocked with their keys in them. That seems to be when we have a car stolen or broke into, that's one of the first things is, yeah, it was left unlocked and the keys were in it. So they're pretty easy to steal then, you know.
COVID hasn't been a great subject for 2020, but something going on that I think is a little nicer to talk about. A lot of work started on the Macoupin County Courthouse. Things are looking better, not done yet, but maybe you can update us on where we're at on that, because that big project started this year and still going.
Yeah, that's a long time coming. You know, obviously everybody can see that the dome is very deteriorated. The paint's obviously coming off. So yeah, we finally got that grant through the state of Illinois. Andy Menar was very helpful. Senator Menar was very helpful in getting that grant. He's still working with us on it. So we were able to get the bids in. They finally got started on it, but it was a little late in the season, but they went ahead and started anyways to try to get some of it done. So they were able to get the top part done, which they had to use a large crane to do that. So the crane has now been moved out of here. So that's done. They are going to leave the JLG here, which that's that man lift that they, can move around the building and use it. It's going to stay here until the spring when they can start painting again. Their hopes are hopefully to be back April, May, start painting again. And then once the painting's done, then they can come in and put the new roof on. So, you know, without the painting being done, they obviously don't want to start the roof. So
I've seen where Senator Menard hoped that maybe late spring it might be completed, or is it a little bit later, you think? How do you think that looks?
Just kind of from what I can see and what their progress was this fall, I would guess it's going to be definitely late spring, early summer. Just the amount of time it takes, you know, because they have to hand paint it and hand roll it due to the fact, you know, it's so high in the air they can't spray. You know, they would have a really, really bad mess. It'd be all over Carlinville, you know, over spray. So,
like I said, we try to visit with you at the end of the year and sort of recap the year. This year, a very strange one. And I'd like to thank you for joining us on around Macoupin County.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.